The Cubs and the Diamondbacks at Chase Field on Friday. Taiwan Walker trailing 2-0 top two. And the reigning MVP looks to make that hole a little bit deeper.
John Jay, the runner at second. The line drive base in left field. Charging Peralta. Round third, Jay. Here comes the throw to the play. We're going to have a play. Cut off instead down to second. And Bryant is out there at second base. But the run scored to make it 3-0 Chicago. RBI single. Here it is from Lackey. And a drive to right. It's a 3-2 ball game. Home run Peralta. With two outs in the inning, he went down and got that ball. And as soon as it left the bat, you knew it was gone. Swinging a drive into deep right center by Schwarber. That ball's going to go. And that run right back for the Cubs to make it 4-2. Great talk at the dinner table on holidays in the Avila family. Fly ball lifted to center. That's well struck. Polly goes back, looks up, and this ball is gone. Back-to-back homers for the Cubs.
Cubs earn the 8-3 win as John Lackey pitches into the sixth inning for the win. The Cubs have won each of his last half dozen starts. Ketel Marte 0-for-3. That snaps his hitting streak at 10 games. Back-to-back home runs by Kyle Schwarber and Alex Avila to lead off the sixth inning knocked out Taiwan Walker following 5-plus as he took the loss in the Diamondbacks' 8-3 setback to the Cubs at Chase Field. Walker spoke to the media following the game.
Yeah, I mean, definitely frustrating, you know. Had a chance to get out of it, and I just made some mental mistakes and, you know, made some tough pitches and, you know, just put the ball in play.
Schwarber and Avila walked in that inning. Were you just missing your spots there a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, just that first inning, I was just a little off mechanically. You know, just didn't feel right in that first inning. It was spiking a lot of balls, and you know, you just don't do that. So, I mean, just kind of felt a little off in that inning. Yeah. It was supposed to be a fastball way, yeah.
You did settle in after that, and then, you know, we saw after the fifth, you know, you hit there, the 100 pitches, and then how did you feel going out for that sixth?
I felt good. I felt strong. You know, I felt confident. And, you know, both those guys I had, I think it was 1-2, 2-2. And, you know, Schober, I just missed my spot. And, you know, I just felt like every time I missed my spot, they definitely make it hurt. And, you know, Avila, you know, it's kind of frustrating because, you know, I thought he went around on that check swing in 0-2 and, you know, it didn't go my way. And then, you know, next thing you know, it's a home run. So,
how frustrated are you right now? I mean, you've obviously pitched better than you did maybe tonight, the results tonight, and yet still that elusive win, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely frustrating. I just kind of feel like I'm all of a sudden like a little slump, you know. I feel like I'm making pitches, doing what I have to do, and, you know, things just really aren't going my way right now. So it's definitely frustrating.
It was a rough night for starter Taiwan Walker as he was knocked out after 5-plus following back-to-back home runs by Kyle Schwarber and Alex Avila as Arizona suffered an 8-3 loss to the Cubs at Chase Field. Here is Diamondback skipper Torey Lovello.
A couple early runs had us playing uphill baseball, and that seems to be what's happening here. I know Taiwan didn't get off to a great start, gave up some early runs, found a little bit of a rhythm, and climbed into the sixth inning. We're trying to get him through that sixth inning. Set some things up in a bullpen that was maybe a little thinned out, but unfortunately made some mistakes in that inning and basically was a difference in the ballgame. I thought offensively we had some good moments. David Peralta with the big home run got us right back into the game. Paul, you know, continues to pick us up in big moments with a big home run that kind of stopped the momentum that the Cubs had created. But then I thought the damaging inning was the three run eighth where they made it 8-3. So just unfortunate. We had some opportunities early offensively. John Lackey made some big pitches when he had to, and got out of some early messes, and we couldn't capitalize on some key moments. Yeah, well, a couple in my mind. We were a little bit thin in the bullpen. I felt like he had a little rhythm. He'd given up those early runs, and things weren't working for him early on. And, you know, he was showing me that he was getting some outs and making pitches, and he deserved to go out. I know that they weren't favorable matchups, but he's got stuff that can handle lefties and righties. And I felt like that part of the order, that he could make some pitches and get through that inning. And – It didn't happen. I think that was a big difference in the game.
Lefty slider looked to be good out pitch, and just like those adjustments that you guys have sometimes made and weren't able to make.
He had good depth on his breaking ball. I know him well, and I know that he was pitching today, and he made pitches when he had to, and that doesn't surprise me at all. I think he gets better when he's backed into a corner, and he made some pitches against some really good hitters. We go up there with a great game plan, and he out executed us and made some pitches at the right time. The fastball, he's got an aggressive mentality. He sets up his secondary stuff with an aggressive fastball. But that really wasn't the case today. I think he was making pitches from in certain situations from the first pitch on in key moments, and he did his job.
You mentioned the uphill baseball. Is that the biggest factor right now? Is that, obviously if you get in a hole, you hope your offense can make you back out of it, but is that the biggest thing that's happening?
Yeah, I think teams, it seems like we've been getting scored upon early on, and we're really having to grind out things and play catch up. And it's just how the season works. There's ups and downs in how things work, and we're equipped to handle anything. It's just playing uphill baseball today was something that we couldn't overcome. Right. Right. Well, I think second guessing is human nature. I think it's all part of us. And the one thing that I keep going back to that's always a common denominator is these guys know how to get those outs. They've done it. I believe in them. I trust them. They've developed that, and they've earned that. So that's my default. I'll go to that all the time when I know that these guys would stand on their stuff in late innings and those types of situations and get out of some messes that possibly were created. But it hasn't been working. You're right. Things aren't going as smoothly as we want them. And that's how the seasons are. The teams that can overcome those moments and fight through those moments and figure out a way to work through it. And if you don't win the game, you digest it and understand and get ready for tomorrow. So that'll be the key for us right now. Yeah, there was a couple situations where we didn't play Arizona Diamondback baseball. Now, I haven't had a chance to look at those plays. My first instincts were telling me that, something could have been avoided. And I know that a couple of those plays, if they're made, they wouldn't have led directly to runs. But without looking at it, I don't want to really comment on it. I know these guys are grinding, playing as hard as they can, and giving a great effort, and that's the most important thing.
Looks like the Cardinals are starting to make their moves. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not really so concerned about what's going on outside of our game each night. We look at the standings just like everybody else does. We know that there's a long way to go. There's a lot of baseball to be played. So the Cardinals were a quality team that we just saw. They've been playing good baseball, and we're aware of that. But in this league at this time, there's a lot of sprinters. There's a lot of people that are playing good baseball. We're aware of that, and we respect that. But we got to take care of what we know how to take care of, and that's right here in Arizona.
The Diamondbacks look to bounce back Saturday behind Patrick Corbin. He'll be opposed by John Lester.